saints begin to pray. Pray, saints, pray. We need to fall on our knees and pray. When the saints begin to pray, that's heart to heart. And that'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Bradley Walker. You can find out more about Bradley on social media or by visiting his website, bradleywalker.com. All of the music heard on the program is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, you can call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel that will appear in the August edition of the Singing News Magazine. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa Know How.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden remains in Delaware, where he is being treated for COVID-19. He's resisted calls from other Democrats to drop out of the race. Meanwhile, Senator J.D. Vance was on the campaign trail for the first time as former President Trump's running mate, vice presidential candidate in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Who could possibly reject the idea that 4 years of President Trump has been a hell of a lot better than 4 years of Joe Biden, right?
Trump was also at that rally, their first together, Trump's first since last week's assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle will testify Monday before the House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post reports that Trump's detail requested additional resources multiple times over the last few years, but were denied. In a statement, the Secret Service says specific specialized units or resources were not provided. The agency made modifications to ensure security. This is ABC News. It's 5 days to the opening ceremony at the Paris Olympics. Today, French officials briefing the public on the importance of safety and security. Paris 2024 President Tony Estanguet says safety is the top priority from start to finish.
For each single moment for the opening ceremony, but also for all the competitions before and after the opening ceremony, a specific plan to guarantee the security for all the accredited persons and the spectators.
Purdue University cybersecurity expert Eugene Spafford says, especially after the global IT outage, the Olympics could be a prime cyber target.
There are a number of threat actors who could be interested in endangering the Olympics or using it as a platform for their messages.
U.S. men's basketball team trying to win a fifth straight gold medal narrowly avoided an upset, beating South Sudan 101-100 in a tune-up. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, temperatures will stay fairly nice here the next couple of days. Nothing too hot, just kind of in that mild zone. Meanwhile, we may have to contend with some scattered showers today with a front stalled out in western and southern Wisconsin. That's where most of the activity will be, and the showers should be most numerous in the afternoon. Things will be fairly quiet later tonight and much of tomorrow, but then a chance of a stray shower again late tomorrow. Higher greater chance of rain on Tuesday as a stronger front sweeps in from the northwest. Rain amounts could be at least a quarter inch. Behind that, things will dry off gradually going into Wednesday and Thursday. So some beautiful weather late this week with lots of sun. It will gradually turn warmer, though, heading into next weekend. Chance the temperatures could inch up toward the 90-degree mark before next weekend is out. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny. 50% chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially from midday on. High near 81 with northeast winds around 5. Tonight, a few showers early, then partly cloudy. Patchy fog, low at 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonal. A slight chance of a thunderstorm by late afternoon. High in the low 80s. Winds south to southwest, just 3 to 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, clouds fill in with a good chance of scattered showers and storms. Low 62, high near 81. Wednesday, mostly or partly cloudy. An isolated shower possible mainly in the morning. Low 60, high 77. Thursday, nice with lots of sunshine, high 80. And Friday, mainly sunny and mild. Low 58, high about 83. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer. Low 61 with a high of 86. So again today, partly sunny with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly from midday on. High about 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a mostly sunny 69 degrees. That is up from a morning low of 64, and so far is our high today. Yesterday, our high was 81 and no precipitation. A record high for this day was 104 degrees, set all the way back in 1901. The record low, 45, was set in 1970. Last year on this day, our high was 82, our low 55. Sunset today will be at 8:35, sunrise tomorrow at 5:41. No precipitation today as the barometer has risen slightly to 30.11. West winds are at 2. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Effective immediately, the no-wake order has been automatically lifted on Swan Lake in Columbia County due to the water level currently being below the Columbia County Ordinance's established no-wake water level. Also, going on today, the final day for the Boaz Fun Days will get underway at 9 o'clock with a softball tournament. There will be a chicken barbecue as well as the music by the boys, or by the Boaz Boys and Jason. At 1 o'clock, there will be a Saddle Club horse show, and the Cooley Region Cornhole Tournament will also get underway at 1. Also concluding today is the Casanova celebration. The parade will step off at 11, followed by the Casanova German band, kids pedal pole, and more. The American Red Cross continues to stress that blood and platelet donors are critically needed to support life-saving transfusions this summer. Donors of all blood types are in demand, especially those with type O blood. Every donation counts in the mission to keep blood products stocked for patients. 4 blood drives will be held this week, the first on Monday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. The second will be on Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The third will be Wednesday from 9 to 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. The fourth will be Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains. You can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. This time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Taken from the Capital Times, printed in Madison, it's dated July 18, 1935. An article written by Albert O. Barton with the headline reading, quote, "Old Days," end quote. Muscatine Toll Bridge passes into history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, BA11180. The article reads, "In line with the highway expansion program upon which the state has entered, another of the historic Wisconsin toll bridges is about to pass into history, with the State Highway Commission completing the building of a new bridge at Muscatine that will connect Grant County to Richland County. The present toll bridge at Muscatine was completed in 1868 and served travelers with a public crossing of the Wisconsin River ever since. It was built by General Jonathan Moore at the cost of $25,000. For many years, a charge of 50 cents was made to permit a team to cross the bridge. In the later years, the toll was 5 cents for a foot passenger, and from upwards of 15 to 25 cents for a team of animals. In spite of the fact that the toll bridges passing into history with the building of new bridges, Wisconsin still has a number of structures where there is a charge made for the privilege of crossing the river on a bridge. These toll bridges are still in operation at Sturgeon Bay, Boscobel, Bridgeport, Blue River, Durand, Hudson, Prescott, and on the Mississippi River crossing at Dubuque. They served their time well, but are no longer in keeping with the spirit of rapid growth and uninterrupted transit. It was brought about by the automobile and concrete road work." Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Little Brown Church and the Bear Valley Cemetery.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
And Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee on Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. The 81-year-old Biden is currently isolating at his home in Delaware with COVID-19.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Sunday, July 21st. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center, died on July 15th at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be this afternoon at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center. Betty Dieter, 93, of Muscadet, died Thursday. Funeral services will be Monday at 11 at the Pratt Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Betty Dieter, 93, of Muscadet. David J. Giffey, 82, of Spring Green, died Friday at the Meadows in Spring Green. A funeral service will be Monday at 11 at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church in Madison. Burial will be held in the Helena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For David J. Giffey, 82, of Spring Green. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died July 14th at his home with the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held on Monday at noon at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Oak Lawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg on Monday from 10 until service time at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 4 until 6, and again on Saturday from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held on Friday, August 2nd at 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home on Friday, August 2nd from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Gary Allen Slaybeck, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died on July 11th. A full military service by the local Military Honors Guard unit will be held on Saturday, August 3rd at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13 Richland Center. Gary Allen Slaybeck, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a good handful for birthday and anniversary wishes going on this Sunday, July 21st. Happy birthday today. We'll start it off with a birthday wish to Audrey Peterson from the Blue River United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Robert Stibbe today from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Briggs and Bryn Belter from Katie Ewick. Also, happy birthday to Katie Ewick from Lori and the Guys. Birthday wishes today go out to Kayla Olson from Aunt Janet and Uncle Arden. Happy birthday, happy ninth birthday to our great-granddaughter Winter Morales from Great-Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday to Lydia Huffman from Grandpa and Grandma Olson. Also happy birthday to Winter Morales today, Jeff Dahlberg, Hattie Longmire, Kim Parker, and Jason Jones from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions would like to wish Roger Bailey, Katie McHenry, Edwina Melby, Isabel Tisdale, John Erbach, and Kate Wilkinson from, again, the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Hope you have a great day. Happy birthday on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club today to Liz Albaugh, Mandy Pifferone, Helmi Halverson, and Ann Knockreiner. Happy birthday wishes go out to Leonard Johnson and Liz Perkins today from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary wishes today to Leo and Karen Manning from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Molly and Leif Johnson from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary as well today to Leo and Karen Manning and Zach and Gina Freeman from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Mom and Dad Manning, a.k.a. Boppy and Mimi, with love and grateful hearts, Julie, Ryan, Alyssa, Jenna, and Ella. Happy anniversary as well today with love to Diane and John Gielig from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel. So to all of you celebrating that big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports, sponsored this morning by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In Saturday, Kaz Legion baseball, in eight innings, it was Kaz 2-1 against the Canners Legion team, and then in five innings, a 10-0 win over the Beaver Dam area. Also, it was in Legion baseball, the Viroqua Legion 2024 getting the win over Wausau Post 10 by a score of 2-1. And Viroqua would also beat Wausau Post 10 in the second game of a doubleheader 9-6. In hometown baseball Saturday, it was Cross Plains getting a win against Wanakee 6-3. Phil Nee has a look at the WRCO Home Talent Baseball broadcast scheduled for later today.
Home Talent Baseball is into its final weekend of the regular season, with those that qualify for the playoffs playing next week. The Cazenovia Reds are slated to play host today to Wanakee, and we'll have the game on WRCO Radio beginning with a pregame time at 1:40, 2 o'clock the scheduled first pitch time during the Cazenovia celebration. Manager Nick Stittleberg talked about the Reds so far this year.
A lot of the younger guys now, they're starting to get a little more playing time, get their feet wet and see what the league is about. It's a little step up from high school for a lot of them, but a lot of them have been adapting well and playing really well for us. not just the competition, but it's getting used to the wood bats as well. Whereas a metal bat, you could sometimes hit it off the handle and bloop it over the shortstop, second baseman's head. Nowadays, you hit it off the handle, it's a easy broken bat ground out to the shortstop or second baseman. So there's a little adjusting, and they get the little smaller sweet spots on the bat, but it helps the kids grow and should help them here in the future if they're still in high school.
Cavs manager Nick Stittleberg. Join us for the game later today on the radio. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also yesterday, quite the game for the Brewers, who came back from the All-Star break on the road to take on the Twins. The game would go 12 innings. The Brewers scored first in the game and would also score last, as the Brewers won 8-4. They would end up getting 5 runs in the 12th inning. Now, today's game between the two teams will have a 12:05 first pitch time, 11:30 pregame time over on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how. Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Thank you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
His name, Jesus.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kings.